Mizbeach HaChitzin, like we explained yesterday, was Mekoymei Mechuvim B'Yoyser. It's very, very exact, the place of the Mizbeach. And the Rambam tells us that the Mizbeach was a huge structure. It was 32 amis long and 32 amis wide, which is approximately 48 feet in each direction. You're talking about a structure 48 feet by 48 feet, and it was 10 amis high. What's interesting, an amma is usually made up of 6 tvachim, it's 10 amma. The Mizbeach had 58 tvachim. So if so, how do we call it 10 amis? It should be 60 tvachim. Because sometimes in the Beis HaMikdash, the amma was 5 tvachim. So the Mizbeach had 8 amis of 6 tvachim and 2 amis of 5 tvachim. So it comes out that there were 58 tvachim in the Mizbeach. In the middle of the Mizbeach, which would be in the 20, after about 29 tvachim, in the middle, there was a big red line that went around the Mizbeach. That line was called the Chut HaSikra, the line that divides the Mizbeach. They needed that line in the Mizbeach in order to know where to sprinkle the blood. In order to sprinkle the blood, there was certain blood that had to be sprinkled on top of the red line. Certain blood had to be sprinkled under the red line. So that was called the Chut HaSikra. Now is not the time to explain exactly how it was built, but in short, it went up and in 3 times. There was the bottom of the Mizbeach, which was called the Yesoid. That was like the main part of the Mizbeach. Then it went in Am and up until you reached the Soivev, and went up again until you reached the Mokim HaMarocha, the place where they had the fires. On top of the Mizbeach, there were 5 big fires. The main one was called the Tapuach. That was the place where the main place of the Karbonis were. And on the 4 corners of the Mizbeach, they had what they called Kronos, little horns, meaning that they were little things which were protruding on the 4 corners, which they made up another Amma. That was the 10th Amma of the Mizbeach. So when they say 10 Amis, it means from the top of the Kronos all the way down to the bottom of the Yesoid. Now, what's interesting is that the Kevesh, which was the ramp that went up to the Mizbeach, was also 32 Amis long. Yet when it was sticking out of the Mizbeach, it was only 30 Amis. Because being that the Mizbeach went in 2 Amis, and the top of the Kevesh was all the way connected, so there were 2 Amis that was actually part of the Mizbeach. So if you're measuring from the end of the Mizbeach to out, it was only 30 Amis. However, there was one interesting detail about the Kevesh. 2 things. One is the fact that it wasn't mamish connected. Well, there was a little space between the Kevesh and the actual Mizbeach. And the reason was because the Kohanim had to throw the Evarim onto the Mizbeach. And if it would be connected, it would be considered thrown. So there had to be a space that was mafrid between the Kevesh and the actual Mizbeach. Another thing that there were 2 mini ramps on the side of the big Kevesh. What was going on? There was also a hole in the middle of the Kevesh because, let's say you had to take the Evarim, the cows and everything that you had to throw in the Mizbeach, and there would become posel in the middle. They would throw it into these holes in the middle of the, they would throw it into the holes on the way up to the Mizbeach. Now, what was interesting also was the fact that there was an actual Kevesh. The Pasuk says, Laisala b'mailis al Mizbechi, you shouldn't go up in steps. Now the Pashto's reason why there are no steps is Tznius wise. Because there are people watching on the bottom and you keep on going higher and higher and higher and someone has to pick up their feet. So it's Tznius, you could see up. But there's Alpich Siddis, there's another reason why it says Laisala b'mailis al Mizbechi, because a ramp is very interesting. You don't feel like you're going higher, you're just going, because it's flat ground, and before you know it, you're higher. Before you know it, you're on the top, because it's a very gradual ramp. Yiddishkeit, when you're being eskadiv to the Mizbeach, means you're getting closer to the Eibishter. So there's two ways. A lot of times people, they become frum overnight. I may have told you boys that when I was on the summer in Shlichus and camp, Yeshivaskeit, in Portland, Oregon, there's a place in Oregon, it's called Pioneer Square, which is a place where all the Meshugayim hang out, so obviously they're all Yidden, and obviously that's where the Bachim Goyim of Tzoyim. Like over there, if you have regular hair or no earrings, or you're not wearing a funny black hat and jacket, you're out of place. So it's a very strange place. A lot of karkaftis over there, tremendous stories. So anyways, one day I was there with another bacher, and we meet a guy, and his name is Gabriel. And we tell him, you know what, why don't you come Friday night dinner in Chabad house? That was always the thing. We try to put on tefillin and get them to come to Shabbos. So sure enough, he showed up, and he was so inspired. By the next Friday, he was wearing a black hat going on the Tzoyim in Pioneer Square. Literally, in 1 week, he was like, from beard, hat, jacket, doing the Tzoyim on Pioneer Square. Problem was, that like 4 weeks later, I get an email from his uncle that he disappeared off the face of the earth, and they don't know where he is. Some breakdown somewhere, and... Because what happens is, if you have Miley Sal Mizvichi, you run too fast and you jump too high, you don't know where you end up. You have, like... It has to be a very, very gradual change. You have to keep focused on the top of the Mizbeach. You have to know where you're going. You have to know where you want to get to. But it's a 32-amah ramp. In other words, it's not a little ramp that goes up. There's a 32-amah ramp that leads up to the Mizbeach. Because it has to be a gradual elevation. You go one thing at a time and you're used to it. Before you know it, that's where you are. You're ready on top. You're there. But it came in the Oifin that also is a bacher v'ainented to the Eibishter. It also works like that. In a gradual way, slowly but surely, you get there. That there's only two tanoim. The one tanoi is that you know where you want to go. And the next thing is that you actually walk on the ramp. If you're going to stay on bottom of the Mizbeach, even a nice ramp won't get you anywhere. The Shaila is like this. If La'asid Lavi is a big hakidah, there'll be an escalator on the ramp. In other words, will there be a ramp, but will there be an escalator on the kevesh in order to get up to the top? So this will also leave to the Chachamim Yodei Eitim about that. But now, let's get back to other pratim about interesting things. And under the Mizbeach, they had the little holes on the side of the Mizbeach where they would pour down the Mayim and the Yayin, and it led to a stream. The stream was called the Shisin, and it would go under the Mizbeach, and it would wash away, you know, all the water. Now, the problem was that a lot of times the wine would get congealed, and this pouring, it's congealed. So every once in a while, there was a little place on the side where they'd pick up, and they would clean and make sure that the ducts and all the stuff actually make it all the way down. So the Mizbeach was really... When you walked into the Azara, the Mizbeach was Achitzin, that is the main place. In other words, that's the place where you take your Nefesh HaBamis and you bring it closer to the Eibishter.